You are welcome to the real deal. Now, before I ask you to give the viewers a brief summation of how and why your father and his colleagues were convicted, tell us about something that's broken in the last couple of days, which has made matters worse.
Yeah, first of all, George, thank you for having me on this show. Just earlier this week, my family was actually supposed to go see my father. He's being held at a communications management unit, a CMU, which is a secretly open prison in the Midwest. There are two of them in the country, one in Terre Haute, Indiana, and one in Marion, Illinois. And it's been called Little Guantanamo because two-thirds of the population is of Middle Eastern descent. And my father is actually now being held in Marion, Illinois. We were supposed to go visit him, and the way that the visitations work there is you travel a very long way, and once you get there, you're not able to touch him because all of the visitations take place behind a plexiglass wall, and you have to pick up a receiver and speak to I have to pick up a receiver and speak to my father, and everything will be live monitored. Basically, everything is live monitored in Washington, D.C. But we were very excited to go and visit him because my family actually has not seen him in several months, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now. But the latest thing that's happened is that we had the visitation scheduled and everything, and we just got a call yesterday morning saying that that the visitations have been canceled. And this was a call from the warden to my mother. And the main reason is because several months ago, my father was actually, during one of the visitations in Siegelville, Texas, he was, after the visitation, the prison guard told the inmates to stay on one side of the room and the visitors to stay on the other side of the room. And he basically said that everybody needs to disperse. But my younger brother, Omar, who has Down syndrome, went and hugged my father. But the guard actually admonished my father at that point and told him, "What, Mr. Elashi, you think you're an exception?" And after we left that day, that prison guard who abused his power actually filed a complaint against my father saying that he does not follow instructions. And after an internal investigation within the prison, the punishment was that he was not going to be able to visit his family for 6 months to 1 year.
So a hug from a Down syndrome child cost your family 6 months of visitation rights.
Right. And when they told us that he was going to move to a communications management unit, I spoke to attorneys, I spoke to experts, you know, all over the nation. And they said, this may be a bit of a positive thing for you just because now at least you'll get to see your father, because once an inmate is moved to another prison, they are no longer in the jurisdiction of the prison, so that the ban, any type of punishment, does not really actually move with them. Now, we were under that impression the whole time until yesterday. My mother gets a random call after we've scheduled the visit and everything, saying that we're not going to get to see my father until a year after that incident that took place when my brother hugged my father, which
it's
is
unbelievable.
We
don't have a lot of time, so just tell me this: when is the appeal likely to be heard? When can this miscarriage be corrected?
The appeal actually is underway right now. You know, there are a few hearings in August of this year. Now, the latest development also has been the material support law, and I'm sure you've heard, George,
yes,
about the Supreme Court ruling, and that I'm actually it's definitely disappointing to everybody, to the attorneys. I did speak to my father's attorney, and the basic impression is that there are still so many other grounds of appeal, such as evidentiary issues and a anonymous witness, you know, a secret Israeli witness who testified under a fictitious name and basically did not allow the defendants to properly cross-examine him. That's never happened in the history of this courtroom. So we have a lot of faith in the appeal. My father's very optimistic in it.
Well, Noor, just please take from the real deal, from everyone here at Press TV, some strength from the fact that everyone is praying for your father and his colleagues, and take faith from the fact that the political situation is beginning to turn in our favor, both internationally, I think, and in the United States itself. And if there's any justice, we'll have you and your father back on the real deal before very long. Please give my regards to your family, to your mother and your sisters. That's all I'm afraid that we've got time for. It would have been terrific to have continued that discussion for a very long time, because, you know, it is the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the United States of America with the world's most impressive constitution. And yet, a man can be banned from seeing his family through a Perspex glass screen because his Down syndrome child ran over and hugged him. Land of the free makes you think. I've been George Galloway. You've been a wonderful audience.